On last week's program, I played a lovely slow version, I think it was last week or was it the week before, of Joni Madden. I think it was Longing for Home I played. Now, this Joni Madden lady, she is a wonder. She plays the whistle, right? Various types of whistles. Earlier on in the program, we played Eileen Ivers, and I was saying she was fantastic on the fiddle. This girl is just the same on the whistles. And here, this week, she's livened it up for us a bit. Here's Joni Madden with some reels.
and the hail come high, and the snow comes tumbling from the sky. She's as nice as apple pie, and she'll get her own lad by and by. When she gets a lad of her own, she won't tell her ma when she comes home. Let them all come as they will, it's Patrick Murphy she loves still. Tell me ma, when I go home, the boys won't leave the girls alone. Put my hair, stow my comb, and that's all right till I go home. She's handsome, she is pretty, she's a belle of Belfast City. She is courting 1, 2, 3, please will you tell me who is she. She's handsome, she is pretty, she's the belle of Belfast City. She is courting 1, 2, 3, please will you tell me who is she.
A bit of a rip-roaring version of the Belfast song, I'll Tell Me Ma When I Go Home. And that was from Gaelic Storm. Now, I wasn't knocked out with the way they ended it, but they were having fun, and I hope you were too. Gaelic Storm, I'll Tell Me Ma. When I was growing up, we had an old 78 of this next song. It was sung then by Deanna Durbin. Have a listen to the way Maureen Hegarty treats this lovely old song, The Last Rose of Summer.
Thank you.
couple of weeks ago on the programme, we played Maureen Hegarty's version of How Are Things in Glacomorra. There we heard her beautiful singing of The Last Rose of Summer. She has a gorgeous voice. Now, another bit of country and Irish. Earlier on, Frank McCafferty was telling us about when he was a lad. Here, Sean Wilson is reminiscing again about the passing of time and things the way they used to be in the old days.
Remember a time when the world was so different. Neighbors would greet you with a wave or a smile. Locals would talk of events of the day and visit the old folk or stay for a while. Money was scarce, yet we were all happy. Potatoes and butter was the dish of the day. People would cycle for miles upon miles, walking their bare feet just to worship and pray. The friends and the times that we left behind, those innocent days were yours and all mine. Those days are gone, and it's time to move on, as the world keeps on changing with the passing of time. Working hard all day long, or to hear a young person in whistle or song, or dancing a set on an old kitchen floor. These are the things we don't see anymore. We'd head for the dance hall when the weekend came round, as long as there was a few bob to be found. The oil burning lamp and the old shanty will always remain my memory. The friends and the times that we left behind, those innocent days were yours and all mine. Those days are gone, and it's time to move on, as the world keeps on changing with the passing of time. The friends and the times that we left behind, those innocent days were yours and all mine. Those days are gone, and it's time to move on, as the world keeps on changing with the passing of time. As the world keeps on changing with the passing of time.
Now, I am aware that this next track has been recorded by a number of artists, both here in Ireland and in Scotland. It's a track entitled Cottage in the Country, and it tells one of these emigration stories again. I think there was a great version of it by Isla Grant, was there not? But this is Martin Byrne, and I don't think we've heard Martin on Sounds Irish, so we'll have to put that to rights. Cottage in the Country.
There's an old cottage waiting in the country, waiting for someone to call. There's an old kettle boiling by the fire. There's an old welcome mat in the hall. There's an old mom and dad. Song and the guitar on his knee, but they hoped and prayed that he'd return to them. Cold weeks slowly turned into years. Many nights they have been so lonely, and many nights there has been many tears. There's an old cottage waiting. Waiting for someone to call.
Martin Byrne and The Cottage in the Country. I was sent this track, friends, during the week from a friend of mine who works at a radio station here in Ireland. It's a recording by the Willoughby Brothers of a song called Our Mother, Our Friend. He said, Joe, I think this will go down really well on your Sounds Irish programme, which I listened to, Joe. Well done indeed. And the Willoughby Brothers, I think there are quite an amount of them. I think there's about five or six. But this is their wonderful version, a song dedicated to their mother. And I'll tell you what I'll do. I'll dedicate this to all mothers listening to Sounds Irish. And you can include your mother in this as well.
Mornings and evenings, we can still recall time shared together, the greatest times of all. Far in her eyes, we were everything as a family. Let us join and sing.
Well, friends, I think that's a wonderful song, beautifully sung, and a wonderful arrangement. The Willoughby Brothers and Our Mother, Our Friend. Now, I don't know what part of the world you're in, but I think here in Ireland, this coming Sunday is Mother's Day. So we'll dedicate that to all the mammies that were listening to me on this week's Sounds Irish programme. I've played a number of versions of this next song. Here, Johnny McAvoy is giving his interpretation of that lovely song, My Lovely Rose of Clare. Clare is a county, a beautiful county on the west coast of Ireland. Wonderful scenery right along the Great Atlantic Way. Here's Johnny McAvoy.
my lovely rose of Clare. You're the sweetest girl I know. You're the queen of all the roses, like the pretty flowers that grow. You are the sunshine of my life, so beautiful and fair. And I will always love you, my lovely Rose of Clare. The sun, it shone out like a jewel on the lovely hills of Clare. When I strolled along with my sweet love one evening at the fair, her eyes, they shone like silver streams with her long, long golden hair. I won the heart of a young sweet lass, my lovely Rose of Clare. Oh, my lovely Rose of Clare, you're the sweetest girl I know. You're the queen of all the roses, like the pretty flowers that grow. You are the sunshine of my life, so beautiful and fair. And I will always love you, my lovely Rose of Clare. We walked down by the river bank, where the lovely Shannon glides, and listen to the nightingale singing songs for you and I. And now to say goodbye, farewell to all you people there, for I have stolen the heart of one, my lovely Rose of Clare. Oh, my lovely Rose of Clare, you're the sweetest girl I know. You're the queen of all the roses, like the pretty flowers that grow. You are the sunshine of my life, so beautiful and fair. And I will always love you, my lovely Rose of Clare. And I will always love you, my lovely.
Never made a bad track in his life. Johnny McAvoy in his wonderful interpretation of My Lovely Rose of Clare. Recently on Sounds Irish, I played Willie Brady's version of a song similar to this one. I want to play for you The Black Family. Now, you know, you've heard me talk about Mary Black, and we've had one or two other members of the Black Family doing solo work on the programme. Here they are together, and they're telling us all about Mick McGilligan's daughter, Maggie May. Now, I think when Willie Brady sang it, slightly different lyrics, he had Mick McGilligan's daughter, Mary Ann. Well, maybe Mick McGilligan had more than one daughter.
Now the Dublin girls are grand, up in Kimmage they lead the band. The Inchicore girls, they charm the Isle of Man. Now there is is a maiden sweet, not a mile from Francis Street. Find her equal in the world if you can. She's a darling, she's a daisy, and she drives the fellas crazy. Her sister Mary Ann has had her day. And no matter where she goes, everybody knows she's McGilligan's youngest daughter, Maggie May. Now she doesn't have to hike or see McHugh about a bike. She is not a girl that's built that way. She prefers the bit of swank with the chappy from the bank. She's invited every evening out to pray. She's a darling, she's a daisy, and she drives the fellas crazy. Her sister Mary Ann has had her day. And no matter where she goes, everybody knows she's McGilligan's youngest daughter, Maggie May. Darling, she's a daisy, and she drives the fellas crazy. Her sister Mary Ann has had her day. And no matter where she goes, everybody knows she's McGilligan's youngest daughter, Maggie May. Now her hair's a raven hue, all the boys are raving too. She is an awful tough to be sure. In her neat little suit as well, as she is a terrible swell. She swears she'll marry a tough from Terranure. She's a darling, she's a daisy, and she drives the fellas crazy. Her sister Mary Ann has had her day. And no matter where she goes, everybody knows she's McGilligan's youngest daughter, Maggie May. Now the Dublin girls are grand, up in Kimmage they lead the band. The Inchicore girls, they charm the Isle of Man. Now there is a maiden sweet, not a mile from Francis Street. Find her equal in the world if you can. She's a darling, she's a daisy, and she drives the fellas crazy. Her sister Mary Ann has had her day. And no matter where she goes, everybody knows she's McGilligan's youngest daughter, Maggie May. She's a darling, she's a daisy, and she drives the fellas crazy. Her sister Mary Ann has had her day.
There's some lovely lines in that. She would charm the Isle of Man. And the other one, she's invited every evening out to Bray. That's where I live, a seaside town about 12 miles south of Dublin. Friends, I want to attempt something here that may not work. First of all, the programme, as you know, is entitled Sounds Irish. Doesn't have to be an Irish song, as long as it has some connection with Ireland. On the day this is being transmitted, the first programme anyway, is Tuesday the 1st of March, which is St. David's Day and the National Day of Wales. So I'm going to take a liberty here and give you my interpretation of that lovely Welsh song, Mavanwy. What I've tried to do on this recording is to get the effect of a Welsh male voice choir. I love Welsh male voice choirs. I love male voice choirs, full stop. But here on this very special day, okay, you may be listening to a repeat, you may be listening to, you may have downloaded the programme, but the original, as it's going out, is on the Welsh National Day, St. David's. So, with your permission, here we've got Joe Bollard singing a beautiful Welsh love song in Welsh, Mavanwy.
Aham, my dicter, o Mavanwy, and slain with lugaid dian a thrilly I tyrion o Mavanwy, hebryd o wthfwn gweledi,
If by some chance we have some Welsh listeners listening to Sounds Irish, I hope you enjoyed that. Joe Bullard and Mavanwy. Well, that's Sounds Irish for this week. Very varied, but nevertheless, I enjoyed every single track we played, and I hope you did too. Don't forget the new email address, Everton, Everton 274 at sky.com, and put the words Sounds Irish in the subject line. Friends, may good God bless you and yours and me and mine. And until we're together again next week, this is Joe Bullard saying, God bless you, travel safely, slán, bye.